Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, sometimes I feel like you should lie to the kids if it's going to protect your husband's ego.
It's the Buzz Couples Therapy, where you decide once and for all who is right.
Oh, God. Huh. Oh, God. Okay, so... I may have to talk a little bit quiet. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you, yes.
I'm working from home still, and my husband's upstairs. The kids are upstairs. Mm. Like, everybody's upstairs. And okay. God, I don't want my husband to hear me. It was so awkwardly uncomfortable. I'm like, that's it. I got a 50-50 choice here. I'm going to lie to the kid. That was my choice.
Or not lie to the kid.
Nope, I chose lie to the kid.
Okay, all right.
I had to protect my husband's ego.
Oh. Right.
Okay. We're watching now. We're into the Marvel thing. Oh, I never thought
excellent.
I would be here, but we're all into the Marvel thing. Okay. Makes my husband happy. We all sit around the couch on Fridays and watch WandaVision
and then
a Marvel movie.
Okay. Excellent.
Very first time we watched Thor Ragnarok or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's
the Thor
Chris
movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My daughter is like, whoa. Like, you know the scene where he's with the Hulk in that little area, whatever? Okay. He doesn't have his shirt on. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So my daughter's like, whoa, what? Is that real? Like, is it his real body?
Like, which one? The little one or the older one? The
oh, no,
daughter.
The older one.
The older one. Nice.
Is that his real? Whoa, is that his real body? Mom, do you like men with muscles like that? And I ignore her. Whenever my kids do or say something that I do not want to respond to, I will ignore them. Now, my daughter's been alive for 16 years. You would think she would pick up on this by now. Like, don't keep asking because I'm intentionally ignoring you.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Gosh, Dad, you don't have muscles like that. Oh. Is that real? Mom, come on. Is that attractive to you? I'm like. Now, how would you answer? Would you be honest? And your poor husband's, like, he's trying so hard. He's working out every day. This pandemic has been amazing with him in his workout routine. He's diligent. But, of course, he doesn't look like Chris Hemsworth.
He's not a bodybuilder.
So. Or do you just say nah? So I chose for the lie to my kid and be like, no, Dad, oh God, no, does nothing for me. Freaking kidding, does nothing for me. It's freaking Chris Hemsworth.
I know.
And then throw on that accent. Come on. Anyhow, so I am told no. I'm like, honey, ugh, nah.
Did you tell your daughter? Did you guys watch? You must have watched Captain America because that's like the first in the series in the Marvel series, right? Did you watch Captain America yet?
Yeah.
Okay, you notice how when he starts off, he's this tiny little scrawny little guy, and they put him in the machine, he turns out to be...
You know, Captain America doesn't do anything for me. I could pass on Captain America.
But what I'm saying is, I think of your husband as pre-Captain America, before he got
all
jacked up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good analogy. I should have thrown that out there. Are you for real? What would you say? How honest would you be? Lie to the kid or lie to your husband?
I think I'd... I don't know. I think I'd be like, yeah, he's hot. Yeah, absolutely. But I love your dad. Your dad's special to me. Like, you can say that. You can yes and him.
Scott.
You can yes and.
Scott. Hmm. Let's say there was a gorgeous woman on TV, mm-hmm. and she's in a bikini, mm-hmm. and your son says, Dad, oh my God, is that a real woman's body? Does that turn you on? You are honestly going to say, yes, honey, that is hot. But I love your mom.
I just
Which
would
means,
think...
yeah, she's not that clearly, but you know what? I give her sympathy, love. That's terrible.
What do you think? Okay, ask my wife what she would do. Of course she would say, of course she'd be like, yeah, he's hot, but your dad, I love him. My wife would be the opposite of you. I don't know. When you're 16, you're a 16-year-old. She's jacking you so bad.
Totally
jacking you. You totally let her stomp all over you. You think you got control? Nah.
I don't.